You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Woodrow, Courtney, Harold, and Francis. It's opening day in Major League Baseball. After an offseason of talking about everything except for what happens on the diamond, the players are on the field, stateside, in games that matter. Also, the NCAA tournament is back with Sweet 16 action of the blue blood variety. And somehow, someway, Draymond Green has managed to make his own teammates cry on the court. Yikes. Let's go around the horn, kiddos.
It's opening day. How come no afternoon game?
Raining in New York, that's right. Emotions are a fascinating thing. Sometimes they get people in trouble. Other times they reveal truths otherwise unknown. Last night, Draymond Green was ejected 4 minutes into a game against the Magic, a situation that quite literally brought Wardell Stephen Curry to tears on the court. Later, after Steph put the game to bed, a whole different set of emotions we just aren't used to seeing from Steph. And afterwards, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr pulled zero punches.
Too bad. It was unfortunate. He deserved it.
Today, Draymond, on his own podcast, took responsibility for his words. Frank, what is the league to do about this Draymond Green situation at this point?
I don't think there's anything that they can do. Draymond last night was incredibly selfish. How are you getting ejected from a game? Second night of a back-to-back. No Jonathan Kuminga. The Houston Rockets are chasing you. And it's one thing to get that second technical late in the fourth quarter. It's been a competitive game. You're getting kicked out less than 4 minutes in. That kind of leads people to believe maybe you don't even want to play. Maybe you weren't feeling well. Because Draymond Green does dumb things on the court, but he's a smart player. He knows when he has one technical and you can't cross that line. But this all goes back to this idea that he was going to get counseling and become changed. Draymond knows one way to play, and that's always walking that fine line. Last night, he crossed the line with his mouth, not anything he did in a physical manner.
Harry.
Yeah, Clinton, I think the question becomes is what is there to do at this point, right? I mean, he's gotten the indefinite suspension. Certainly, his teammates and coaches have talked to him about this. But to have this happen 4 minutes into a game, and then you see the emotion from Steph Curry, both after that happened, you see the tears, but then him kicking a chair after hitting a shot that was essentially the dagger in the game, to me, that speaks to how bad Steph wants this, but it's so frustrating because a person that has been a key to these championships that you have been winning over the years cannot get out of his own way. And the thing that feels the worst about this is Draymond is usually the guy that can go to people and say, hey, this is a thing that needs to be fixed, or this is someplace you need to be better. And there's nobody on the Warriors for them to really do that. And I mean, Steve Kerr sort of pushed back on it after the game, but I think this sort of puts them in a situation where it feels like they really can't win with Draymond Green unless he just gets out of his own way.
Courtney?
A zebra doesn't change his stripes, guys, and this is who Draymond Green has been. It's who he's shown us that he is, and this is the fourth time this has happened this year. Do you expect anything different? The ability to control himself is something he cannot do. That's what the league gambled on when they reinstated him after that indefinite suspension. And when you take a look at Steph Curry's face, the exhaustion, the exasperation, this is somebody who is all in a fight for the 10 seed right now. This is not like, you know, a team that's like way up the Western Conference standing. They're just trying to get into the playoffs. So if this game goes any differently, if they lose last night, that might have been the final straw for Stephen Curry and Draymond Green and Steve Kerr and Curry making that known to those people. They were able to skate by, but these 10 games coming up are incredibly important, and Draymond Green cannot do this again.
Zebras, stripes, leopards, spots, tomato, tomato. Woodrow, your thoughts.
Courtney, you say he can't do this again. Of course he can do it again. He probably will, and he probably will do it if they do make the playoffs. This is his 19th overall breakdown, and I mean that from the Rolling Stones song, but 19th time that he's been kicked out of a game. That's well on the way to the record by Rasheed Wallace of 25 times in his career. And in addition to that, he is going to get a fine, but he can't be suspended as a result of this. It's just something he's going to have to live with. And is he going to smarten up here and not have it happen again? I don't think so, because he's on that border that Frank was talking about, and he just continues to go over it whenever it just suits him. Particularly in the first 4 minutes of a game, you don't do that.
Frank, do you think that the Dubs can actually count on Green?
Well, 2 years ago, they could when they won the championship. But let's remember, he was famously suspended for Game 5 the year that they won 73 games for the finals against Cleveland. One thing about that indefinite suspension, when he came back, here was the punishment. He was calling an alternate broadcast on TNT during the All-Star game. He was in a commercial with his daughter. And then he said, oh, by the way, that Draymond, the LeBron James proposed deal with Golden State, that came across my desk. The owner brought that to me. So you tell me, was he really punished with what happened early in the season with what happened with Rudy Gobert and Yusuf Nurkic? I ain't buying it.
I got to say, seeing Steph cry on the court was a different thing. Normally what he does, he flirts with the crowd. He's got everything going. To see that level of emotion out of him, that was a stunner for me on a lot of levels. Anyway, moving right along. Uniforms, interpreters, and stadium deals. Up until today, it felt like everything except throwing, catching, fielding, and hitting were on our minds. But we don't have to worry about that anymore. Because as the late Vin Scully once said, it is time for actual baseball, kiddos. In case you forgot, the Rangers beat the Diamondbacks in the World Series last year. We remember because we were there, Frank, separately. The somewhat unfortunate part about the Ohtani situation is that expectations for the Dodgers are sky high, scandals aside. They spent $1 billion with a B in the offseason on talent, which is a lot of wire transfers. A tumultuous few months for the Dodgers is coming up, and I go to Woody Page for tumult. What are your expectations for them this year?
Well, I don't think they're going to win 100 games like they have to the last 3 years, but I believe that they certainly will win the division for the 10th time in 11 years. But there is going to be a distraction, particularly throughout the early parts of the season, because every time that the Dodgers go to any city, it's going to be talked about. Ohtani and what has gone on there. And until the investigation by Major League Baseball is over, until we find out if any other authorities are investigating it, we can't find out that. So I think it's going to be a distraction for Ohtani because he's had his number one guy with him all this time. He's going to have to adjust to not having him around. I think the Dodgers didn't make as many offseason signings. Their bullpen is a bit shaky, I think. Still don't know whether Phelps is going to be the closer all season long. They're waiting around for Godot's. That would be Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw to show up. But I think they're going to be forced by the Giants and the Diamondbacks during this division year.
Courtney?
Of course the expectations should be sky high for a team that spent over $1 billion, and they just spent again. They just re-signed Will Smith to a 10-year extension. Clinton, this team has to win. Maybe it's not 111 wins like it was in 2022, but it damn sure better be close to that considering everything that's at stake here. Yamamoto's one of the best pitchers to come out of Japan in a very, very long time. He did not look very good in the Seoul series. Yes, I know that was one game, but he lasted one inning. I may be the only one here, but I have some legitimate concerns about Mookie Betts moving from right field to being their everyday shortstop. There are some legitimate on-field questions outside of the distractions with Shohei Ohtani being at the center of this gambling investigation right now. But anything shy of a World Series for this team is probably going to be chalked up as a failure.
Yeah, you are definitely not the only one who thinks that about Mookie. If you've got to play him at short, that means you have problems elsewhere, even if he can do it with a plum. Harry.
The expectations have to be World Series or bust. This is a team that's won over 100 or 100 games or more the last three seasons. And then you spend the money that they spent in the offseason. That has to be it. And I mean, they're going to be fun. They're going to be entertaining. Like Mookie, Shohei, and Freddie Freeman in that lineup is going to be incredibly fun to watch. There are absolutely structural issues within this roster that could leave you with them having questions. And then for as much as we try to say that there are distractions for certain teams, one of your best players, possibly the best player to ever play the game, being involved in a betting scandal is a distraction. So if you are the Dodgers, you're going to have a little bit of everything this year, good, bad, and ugly, and it is going to be incredibly fun to watch.
It's a continental-sized distraction. I don't know who anybody's kidding. Frank. Mm-hmm.
You know, my esteemed panelists, they're all correct, but every team in baseball wishes they had the Dodgers problem. So you guys are all nitpicking. You're looking at blemishes. This team, they have the marquee player. They are the marquee team. They're going to be in the playoffs. But as we know now with the expanded playoffs, it's a lot harder to win. You need two really good pitchers. You need a good bullpen. And here's the thing about Ohtani. The first at-bat he gets in the playoffs will be his first one, or the next one will be his first one. So there'll be a lot of pressure on him, but the pressure on the Dodgers isn't between now and September. It all begins in October.
Next question. All right, then. Who are this year's Rangers and Diamondbacks? Frank, give me some plucky teams that you think might make it to the Fall Classic.
I'll give you one because the division is not good, and they have a brilliant player who's so incredibly likable, and he's learning how to speak English, and he was bragging about it. Ellie De La Cruz and the Cincinnati Reds. That would be a sleeper team for me.
That guy's Q rating is going to go through the roof. Harry.
I'm going to give you two. One in the NL, San Francisco Giants. I think the Blake Snell signing was good. Matt Chapman as well. You're also going to love Jorge Soler. Just take my word for it. 2021 World Series. In the AL, I like the Toronto Blue Jays. Like, they had sort of a down year, but if you guys have, like, Vladdy Jr. and Bo Bichette, pick their games up, everybody around them, I think that they could have a better year, too.
Courtney?
Four times in Major League Baseball history have we seen a team go from a losing record to World Series champion. We saw it last year with the Rangers. That could potentially be the Detroit Tigers this year. Ooh. I love what we got from Tarek Skubal in 80 innings last year. Maybe he continues on that and he gets himself into the Cy Young mix early. And then, of course, the rotation that they have and some of their young batters, too, put them at the top of the AL standings, AL Central standings going into the season.
Somebody find Dan Campbell. Get in that dugout. Woodrow.
Courtney, rightly wrong team. A team that lost 106 games last year, went out and spent $110 million in free agency picking up veterans that have accomplished something in this league, and they signed Bobby Witt Jr. to an 11-year contract. I'm talking about the Kansas City Royals. I think this team is going to be not a World Series winner, but a team that's in contention in the Central Division all year long.
Frank, last word.
And come on, let's not forget about that little engine that could in the Bronx.
Get out of here with that. The team that is going to not exactly surprise anybody, but be pretty daggone good, they play right up the road from my hometown in what they call Baltimore. Those are back, kiddos. Believe that. Fire Sauce coming up next.
Well, that's not funny.
Around the Horn is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
Last year around this time, we were all marveling at the San Diego State Aztecs, who faced off against a UConn team that overpowered them to take the title. This year, and tonight, that matchup is happening in the Sweet 16 at TD Garden. Also, one seed UNC takes on an Alabama team looking to save the dignity of the SEC, frankly. And don't look now. But the Pac-12 isn't dead yet with two-seed Arizona. They're on a roll, kiddos. They're facing Clemson. Illinois and Iowa State also face off to determine who has uppercase I logo supremacy. Harry, buy or sell me on an upset coming in one of these four games tonight.
Clinton, I'm going to try to sell you on the Alabama Crimson Tide, even though Latrell Wright's injury, well, he might not be playing, could make this a wrong sell. I'm going to give it to you anyways. This Alabama team is built just like the Kentucky one that went into Chapel Hill and beat North Carolina earlier this year. Top 10 in offensive efficiency, bottom 100 in defensive efficiency, but this is a team that is eighth in the country in tempo. And the key here, Mark Sears, their guard. Love great guard play in the NCAA tournament. You needed an adult handle in the rock, and they've got one. Watch out for that one.
Right. I know you want me to sit here and take San Diego State, but since Kawhi is out of eligibility, how about Illinois, Iowa State? You have the Big 12 champ against the Big 10 champ. Look out for Illinois. Terrific offensive team. Terrence Shannon Jr. is averaging 30 points during the six-game winning streak, 28 points per game in the tournament. But Iowa State, good defensively, but I like Illinois.
Woodrow.
Yeah, I'm agree with Mike. I think the number one offensive team in the country against a very good defensive team, that's going to be the difference, that when you've got Terrence Shannon Jr. averaging 23 points for the entire year, or a guy with a triple-double, I think it's a close game, second and third seeds, but it's going to come down to the very end. But give me Illinois.
I don't know who Mike is, but I'll go to you, Courtney.
Me too. I was wondering who that was. I got the 2-6 matchup. I've got Clemson pulling off the upset over Arizona tonight. I know PJ Hall did not have his best game last time against Baylor, but he can't spend tonight on the bench. They've got to make sure he stays out of foul trouble. Ian Sheflin too. This is a Clemson team that's physical. They've got junior, senior leadership, so they're experienced. They've been here before. Tonight they get it done against Caleb Love and the Wildcats.
So are we all just going to say that UConn's just going to chalk all the way through? I mean, like, Frank, I get it, but Woody, I mean, are we just doing that? Is that what's going to happen here, or is anybody going to not be gutless out here on this show?
Better coaching, better players. No, they're not going to lose. They're not even going to be close.
And they're playing home.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Papa John's there at the end, Woodrow. That would have been quite funny. All right, buy or sell two. The Houston Rockets have won 10 games in a row, y'all. Last night they beat the Thunder in overtime. Man, and they're breathing down the necks of the aforementioned Dubs for that 10th spot in the West. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was out, but a win is a win when you've only got 10 left to play. Woody, can the Rockets beat somebody if they do actually make it into the playoffs?
That old bro, the best trades are the ones that are never made. Jalen Green is still with the Houston Rockets despite almost being traded to New York, and he's making a difference in the game. Yes, they can beat somebody in the playoffs. In the play-in tournament, they can actually beat the Lakers. They can beat the Warriors. Once they get into the real tournament, they won't beat anybody.
Fair enough. Courtney.
This should be a scare for the Curry and LeBron play-in tournament matchup that we're all hoping to see. The Rockets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in overtime last night, and the same mid-game collapse that they were able to recover from was something that earlier in the season I don't think they would have been able to do. This, to me, is not about this year, but next year for this team. We know that Jalen Green is rising into a different level of play. Amen Thompson, after the way he started his rookie season, which kind of looked like it was teetering on disaster, is an ascending player. Next year, Tari Easton will play, so maybe he should like hold off on making some of those bold proclamations and videos when he hasn't played since January. Steven Adams back. 2024, they have the Brooklyn Nets lottery pick.
All right, we're talking about this season, Courtney. Harold.
If nothing else, they're going to be a pest, right? Like, this is a team that you're not going to want to play for a number of different reasons. One, Amen Thompson that Courtney just mentioned. Jabari Smith, Jalen Green is averaging 34 points their last seven games. And mind you, they still have Dylan Brooks. If you face this team in a seven-game series in the first round of the NBA playoffs, you might beat them, but they're going to make your life a little bit difficult.
Right. Remember, folks, if they finish 10th, which is as high as they could finish, they'll have to go on the road. They're 11-24 on the road. Ime Udoka has done an unbelievable job. It'll be an accomplishment to get to 10th. If they play the Lakers, you know, we will get Dylan the Villain Brooks against LeBron James, which would be a lot of fun. But Ime Udoka has done a remarkable job in year one with this
team. Is that a Frank Isola Ime Udoka Coach of the Year vote?
Well, not yet, but I did cover him on a 10-day contract with the Knicks. That's another reason to inject myself into the
This is why we do not need Frank for the rest of the show. All right, who are we going to go? Frank, you're gone. Courtney, see you later. Harry and Woodrow, showdown, old versus new. It's coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Paige and Lyle, showdown one. The Chiefs have agreed to contract terms with European rugby star Luis Rhys-Zamit, first reported by Bleacher Report. KC's going to look at him at running back, wide receiver, but perhaps could even use him as a return specialist. Under these new NFL kickoff rules, Woody, do you see this working out?
Yes, I do. I love me some rugby. Not only is he going to play those positions, but he can be a scrum half too, Clinton, because that's a position in rugby that we don't have in football that he could create.
Harry.
Yeah, to me, this isn't even about the kickoffs. This, to me, is going to be something, a player that is a weapon for Patrick Mahomes. You telling me Andy Reid's not going to find a way to scheme this guy up in this offense, and the Chiefs team is going to win a Super Bowl now with rugby players on it? It's 100% a great signing.
Both of you will get a point. Woody for trying, Harry for actually making some sense. Moving right along. Wacky one in Philadelphia last night, where James Harden returned was, well, less than brotherly. Sixers Clippers ended with a slew of reviews and a blown call in an already tense environment. After the game, the ref crew admitted that they should have called the foul on Paul George. Kelly Oubre threw out a few choice ingredients as well during the trading of recipes, which will likely cost him quite a bit at the checkout counter, if you get my point. Harry, you paying more attention to the blown call or the blown tops?
Definitely the blown tops. Honestly, I kind of felt like that's a call that the referees swallow the whistle on, like on a regular basis anyways. But for Kelly Oubre to sit there and knight them inappropriately, that to me was the bigger piece of this for sure.
Woodrow.
There were three teams that played poorly last night, but the officials team played more poorly. If you go back before that final play, they were having chaotic situations in the fourth and third quarters, and they couldn't even get that those right either. So, all night.
Kelly Oubre reminding me of the movie. You're cool, you're cool, you're cool. Screw you, I'm out of here. So, good point, Harry. Showdown number three. Victor Wembanyama, 5 blocks again last night. His 21st 5-block game of the year, y'all. He's leading the league in blocks by 1 full block. Everybody's got him locked up to be the rookie of the year, but Woody, could he also be the defensive player of the year?
No, he can't, Clinton, because that team is so bad, even though he's leading the league in block shots. But you got to play more defense than just that, and he hasn't been in the course of the year. So, no, rookie of the year is enough.
Harry?
Okay, so we're talking about the defensive player of the year. His team is bad. He has one more block per game than everybody else. So what does necessarily how many games his team is winning or not winning has to do with how great of a defender he is? Yes, he deserves it.
Guys aren't even shooting the ball when they get on him in transition. He's absolutely a potential defensive player of the year. Harry, take the win.
Oh, man, Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez have spent so much time over the last handful of weeks, months, showed up to Minnesota Timberwolves games because it looked like they were going to become the new majority owners of the team until Glenn Taylor showed up today with a letterhead on Timberwolves' letterfront, like the repo man, and said, no, in fact, you did not meet the requirements. I am going to keep my team. And as a result, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lohr have now said, you have seller's remorse, sir. We don't like that. And so I don't know what's going to come of this necessarily, but I do think it's kind of funny and going to be entertaining because you have a lot of upset rich folks.
It's always funny when somebody doesn't get what they think they deserve. 23 and a half an hour break.